Happy now to be talking with the Hamilton Wenham girls tennis coach, Joe Marr, for the very first time. And, coach, welcome to MSO.
Thank you.
Want to look at the team as it's comprised at the moment, because a couple of things really jump out off the page here with your first match. But let me ask you a little bit, coach, as we talked in our pregame warm-up here, you were telling me about your experience as a tennis coach over there at Hamilton Wenham. And what's it like transitioning this year, considering going from boys to girls, but also, you know, the whole COVID aspect of not being able to play last year?
Yeah, so last year was my, I was scheduled to coach the girls last year for the first year. I decided to make the transition. I have twin daughters in ninth grade that have shown some interest in tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured it would be fun for me to be with them for 4 years before they take off to school. I had a great experience with the boys. We had a lot of great success. We won a state title in 2009. And, we made a lot of great memories, but, it's fun to kind of have your family involved on a team. So that was the reason for the move. So this year with the girls, it's been a lot of fun. It's kind of re-energized me as a coach just because it's different.
Yeah.
One thing I can say for sure about girls versus boys is, they're much quicker learners. And I'm afraid I did say that out loud, but that's really true. They pick things up real quick. They listen. They're attentive, and they've been really fun to work with and coach.
Coach,
COVID so far, it was tough losing last year. So we have a really young team.
Mm-hmm.
Because of COVID, we didn't have any seniors come out for the team this year, which is kind of too bad. There were some good players on the team that would have helped us, but as a coach, a new coach coming in, it was kind of nice because I have a really young team, and everything is pretty much new to them in terms of the program. So we have a lot of freshmen and sophomore on the team that have never played a high school match. So it's new for them in that respect. But COVID really hasn't affected us in a negative way. I feel like we're getting a fresh start to run the program, and we're seeing some real awesome contributions from all our players thus far.
That's really interesting. You're incubating some young stars there. I love that. By the way, Coach, I taught math for about 40 years at Gloucester High School, and I told every single class I ever had, boys and girls, I would tell them all, girls are much more evolved than men are. It's just a natural thing, you know. So I get that. They learn quicker for sure in everything. Coach, let me ask you about that first match, because you mentioned you've got a young team. And the thing that jumps off the page in your reporting is you have a freshman who is at number one in your 5-0 victory over Rockport this week. So tell me a little bit about number one and what that means.
So Sky Jara is our freshman. She heard her family moved into the area a few years ago, and I've been good friends with her father, so kind of been following her progress through the years, and she's been a real successful player at the USTA level, for a number of years. And she's really going to be the cornerstone of our team for the next 4 years. She's going to, I think right now she could go down as one of the most successful girls tennis players, in history. She's going to really put her mark. She's going to have a lot of success at one and really, help us be successful, because anytime you go into a match and you feel like, we really feel we're going to win that number one match, it's really a boost for the rest of the team.
Well, and she did. She won 6-love against Rockport. And then I'm just looking here at all of your other kids as well, number two and three, and then in doubles. You guys all won those sets. In fact, I'm thinking here, you lost one set for that whole thing. So tell me a little bit about the Rockport matchup.
Yeah, so it was a good match. I think some of the scores weren't maybe indicative of the type of players Rockport had. They had some good players out there. They made some nice adjustments. I think even we learned a lot in that match. I think our third singles player, Chloe Gern, she was really cruising early in the match, and then the girl made some nice adjustments late in the second set and made a nice comeback on her. And I could tell Chloe was getting a little nervous out there. So it was a you know, she fought through that, and I think that's a great experience for her going forward and how she's going to manage her matches. And second doubles, you know, we dropped the first set, and it was just first match jitters for sure. Mm-hmm. I thought we were the more athletic team out there, but we just looked nervous. And, that's going to happen when we have, young players out there for the first time playing varsity matches. But, you know, as long as we keep learning from those experiences, I feel real good about, you know, what we're going to do this year and what we're going to do in the future.
Well, I'm looking at it, and even your juniors, as you say, first varsity match, I mean, they were freshmen the last time there was competition. And so, that certainly makes sense. I have to ask you a question, Coach, because this is relatively new to me. And how do you match up your singles players? Is it always the same? Do you always start with, for want of a better expression, your strongest player at number one?
Yeah, so there are rules that the MIA has. The rules are your top two players have to play one and two singles, and you have to have challenge matches to kind of report that. So your mm-hmm. first player always has to play number one.
Okay.
Your second player always has to play number two. Now, after that, you have some wiggle room, but your first doubles team has to be better than your second doubles team.
Okay,
so,
okay.
For us, it was clear that Sky was our best player. Bryn McKechnie, who's a junior and one of our captains, and was disappointed last year when we didn't have a season. But she's going to be a great number two for us. She's very athletic, has worked on her game, and is going to win a lot of matches there as well.
Okay, I'm looking at next week's lineup, and you've got it looks like quite a challenge on Monday. That match will be at Manchester Essex. Tell me a little bit about what you expect from them, because at least maybe not with the girls, but you're certainly familiar with the program.
Yeah, I mean, Manchester girls have traditionally they've been one of the best teams in the state. I know they have a number one who's a senior this year who's very talented. So I think if there's a match that Sky is really going to be pushed on and have a lot of competition, it's going to be against Manchester. They're definitely one of the better teams and more elite teams. So we expect it's going to be a fun match, and win or lose, we're going to compete hard out there. We had a good practice today, and I just tell the girls to keep playing aggressive, keep doing in matches what we did in practices, and it's going to be fun.
All right, that's Joe Marr, who is the Hamilton Wenham's girls tennis coach with MSO New Sports. I'm Rick Moore.